The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain. And after he had sat down, his disciples came to him. He began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. Good afternoon, brothers and sisters. And welcome to everybody. Welcome to what's easily one of the most joyful feast days of the entire year, All Saints Day, the day in which we remember them all. Like, you've heard of the canonized saints. You've heard of St. Patrick. You've heard of St. Nicholas. You've heard of St. Francis of Assisi. Well, today is the day in which we remember that the full number of saints is known to God alone. Fascinating history All Saints Day has. Did you know this? All Saints Day actually is so old, it goes back to the very first days of the church in the days of the persecutions in the Roman Empire. They had a feast day. They called it All Martyrs Day. Because once upon a time, Jesus told us, no greater love has a man than this, than to lay down his life for his friends. And since he said that, we've always known that anyone who loved God so much that he would rather lose his life than give up his faith, we've always known such a one goes straight to heaven when they die. We've always known every martyr goes straight to heaven. But, you know, in the ancient church, there were so many martyrs, they couldn't keep track of them all. So they created this kind of umbrella catch-all day. They called it All Martyrs Day. And we celebrated it for a good 500 years or so. And as the years went by, the church began to realize that you don't have to shed your blood for Christ to give your entire life for Christ. And so in the early 700s AD, it was Pope Gregory III who changed All Martyrs Day into All Saints Day, the day we celebrate today, remembering all those who have gone before us in faith, run the race, kept the faith, and washed their garments clean in the blood of the Lamb. Now, on All Saints Day, there's two things we need to do. Two things we need to do on All Saints Day. Number one, we need to understand what a saint is. And number two, we need to understand why the saints matter. And you'd be amazed how many people don't know what a saint is. Don't know what a saint is. Now, here's trusting that all of you who showed up on a holy day of obligation at your lunch hour, you all know what a saint is. But just in case you don't, it's really very simple. A saint is very simply a soul that's gone to heaven. You know, I get all these people that they think that they're going to become angels when they die, and boy, are they disappointed when they tell them that they don't, right? What's a soul that's gone to heaven? It's a saint. But people think in their minds that the saints, they're not like us. They're cut from a different cloth, some kind of special breed of Christian hero who we set up on a pedestal, carve in marble, bathe in the glow of candlelight, not like us. We fail to recognize it's very, very simple. A saint is simply someone who said yes to God without conditions or reservations, who made of their life a blank check, and who became all that God created them to be. And to help us to become saints ourselves, the church canonizes saints. Three reasons why the church canonizes saints. Number one, they teach us who God is. Number two, they teach us who we are supposed to be. And number three, the saints help us to remember that as we run this race here on this earth, we are not alone, brothers and sisters. Very important things to remember. First of all, remembering who God is. I'll give you an image. Imagine, if you will, a beam of light. Pure white light. You pass that light through a prism. What happens to that light after you pass it through a prism? Well, you know that it breaks up into all the colors of the rainbow. And they were all contained within that one little beam of light. Imagine the different saints as being like so many different colors, each spectacularly beautiful, irrepeatably unique, and every one of them no more than an expression of all that God is. You want to know what our church really teaches? Look at the lives of the saints. The magisterium with skin and bones. They're the ones that teach us what we really think. So you want to study the lives of the saints and learn about them. You'll never come across stories more inspiring than this very cream of humanity. Stories like St. Vincent de Paul. It's one of my favorites. St. Vincent de Paul, they call him the father of modern social work. He dedicated his life to serving the poor in the streets of Paris in the 1600s. But he didn't start out that way. Oh, no. Vincent de Paul was ambitious, selfish, climber. His one ambition in life was to gallivant with the French nobility and pass his life in the days of the halls of Versailles. But God changed his heart. He became a priest. Spent his life serving the poor. And one day on the streets of Paris, there's St. Vincent de Paul. He's begging with hat in hand, literally, on the streets of Paris when a man walks up to him, looks him in the eye, and says, "You're an inflamed boil on the buttocks of this city. You're exactly what makes this city an eyesore." And he slaps him across the face. What did Jesus tell us to do when someone strikes you on one cheek? Anybody remember? What did he do? He says, you turn and you offer him the other. And without missing a beat, Vincent de Paul just slapped across the face, turns and offers him the other cheek, holds up his hat and says, "I'll take that for me. Now give me something for the poor." The man was so moved, he ended up joining his order. And that tells us something of who God is. Or another one of my favorites, St. John Vianney, patron saint of parish priests. Story goes that one day St. John Vianney was walking across his town of Ars in France, and it was a terrible downpouring rainy day. Mud all over the place. He comes across this man so poor that he doesn't own shoes. Without skipping a beat, without missing a moment, St. John Vianney takes the shoes off of his own feet, gives it to the man who has none, and he walks barefoot for the rest of the day. And that tells us something about who God really is. You've heard about, everybody's heard about Mother Teresa of Calcutta, right? World famous, Nobel Prize, all those things. So few people realize what it was like in the early days of Mother Teresa's life. Did you know? But before she was famous, before anybody knew her name, Mother Teresa, she used to pull people out of the gutters in the streets of Calcutta while people threw stones at her, trying to stop her from doing it. They thought that she was interfering with their karma, and that they were getting what they deserved in life. That's not the way she saw it. She said, "I see Jesus in them." And year after year, she kept up with this, and it tells us something about who God is. That's part of what the saints do. And what else the saints do? Number two, they tell us who we're supposed to be. And you know, you get so many people, they look at the lives of the saints, and they look at their lives like they're watching the Olympic Games on television, okay? And you know how it is when you watch the Olympics. You see these magnificent, glistening athletes doing these spectacular acrobatic and athletic feats, and you think to yourself, "I'm really impressed, but I could never do anything like that myself." That's the way a lot of people are when they hear about the lives of the saints. They say, "Boy, it is really impressive, but I could never be like that myself." Yes, you could. You say, "No, I've got too many faults." There are thousands, perhaps tens of thousands, heaven knows how many saints in heaven at this moment who have the exact same faults that you wrestle with right now. They said yes to God, and God did the rest. And heaven knows there's room for tens of thousands more. What's needed? Our response. That's it. What else the saints do for us? They remind us that we're not alone as we run this life. Listen, Your life is right now filled with reminders of who your friends are. I'm absolutely convinced of this. It's not an accident that you're at St. Teresa Church. You know what that's telling you? It's telling you that she's already your friend. She wants you to know it. Imagine how much more she could do for you if you enlisted your help and asked for her prayers. Every year we get kids ready for confirmation, and every kid getting ready for confirmation picks a confirmation saint, and I say, who's your confirmation saint? And they name me their confirmation saint, and they say, and that's who I picked. And I say, you didn't pick your saint. Your saint picked you. Your saint has known you all your life long. They've always been your friend. They just wanted you to know it. Listen, your life is filled with reminders of who your friends are. Ask for their help. You got friends in a high place, and they can't wait for you to come on up and join them someday. Because I got a confession to make here this afternoon. The reason I'm a Catholic is because of the lives of the saints. I say every religion has the right to put forth their very best members as evidence of what they believe. Let the Buddhists put forth their very best Buddhists, line them all up. Let the Muslims put forth the very best examples of Islam, line them all up. Let people put forth their best. Every religion deserves to be judged by the people who keep its tenets and beliefs, not by the ones who violate it. It's like a medicine deserves to be tested based on people who follow the printed instructions, right? Line them all up. In all my life, I've never seen anyone so beautiful as the lives of the saints. And this inspiring day that reminds us that we're called to join them and that we can. Because you know what? The day's coming, and it may not be far off, in which you will close your eyes to this world forever. And you will open your eyes to eternity forever. And on that day, it won't matter if you were rich or poor, if you were sick or healthy, if you were famous or infamous or incognito. The only thing that's going to matter on that day is that you became who God created you to be. Let me tell you, All Saints Day is a dare. It's a dare. Set aside all your concern. Make of your life a blank check to God and let Him create in you right now on this earth what He's dreamed from all eternity that you might be. Let's be inspired by the examples of all the saints and ask for their prayers to help us today. Holy men and women of every time and place, pray for us.